Welcome to the Tax Sell Podcast, where tax sell investing is made easy. My name is Casey Denman. I'm a tax sell veteran. I am the tax sell expert, author of the Tax Sell Playbook, founder of the Tax Sell Academy, and I am your host right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast episode and choosing to learn about tax sell investing through my various training platforms. If you are looking to learn more about investing in tax vault real estate and you want all the comprehensive step-by-step training that we offer, make sure you check out taxsellacademy.com. So after spending so much time in this business throughout dozens of states, I've learned a thing or two. And unfortunately, I've also learned that there are quite a few extremely common misconceptions, immoral sales tactics, or whatever else we want to call them, that need to be clarified. So today, I want to discuss a few things about the tax sell business that is often not as advertised. The first one is that properties sold at tax sales are by and large very ugly properties. You know, I see these mansions that are shown and people say, I bought all these mansions and these beautiful homes at a tax sell auction. Perhaps, but typically, the properties that you see that go up for tax sell auction are in very poor condition. If somebody has failed to pay their taxes timely, it's pretty unlikely that they decided to skip paying those taxes because they wanted to better maintain their house. Get this, no money for the taxes also means no money for any sort of maintenance. And I'm not talking about for a month or two. Oftentimes, these properties have been neglected for years or even decades in some situations. Broken windows, broken doors, broken pipes, electrical wires stripped out, foundations that have collapsed, loads and loads of trash. I've seen drugs, drug paraphernalia, all sorts of fun little issues often come alongside these tax sell houses. Now, the way to identify a tax sell house is usually to find the ugliest, most run-down house on the block. But it's not all bad news. The good news here is that you can still buy, fix those properties up if you decide to remodel them, or you can buy those properties and resell them as is to an investor who will fix them up, and you can make money in the meantime. Opportunities in the tax sell business usually are not as attractive as one might hope for, but you don't need a pretty house to make lots and lots of money. I can promise you that. The next one is that this is a very research-intensive business. As much as you might not want to, you will often be sitting looking at a computer screen researching properties as you pull tax sell lists, as you look through property assessor report, through GIS, through historical data, and as you try to determine values. That's all going to be computer-based stuff. Now, you can go into the field if needed to take a look at the property, or you can hire somebody to do it for you if you're not local, but it's definitely a research-intensive business. But again, that's not necessarily bad news. The good news here is that you can do it from anywhere in the world as long as you have internet access. I have members right now inside the Tax Sell Academy that invest from Australia, Brazil, England, Spain, Denmark, and many other countries, and they're doing quite well without even coming to the U.S. to invest. If you take the time to learn how to be efficient, you will absolutely crush it in this business. You just have to master the skill of researching these tax sell properties. The next common lie that I see is that you can buy a tax lien and get a property. So, when you buy a tax lien, you will earn interest on your money. And if that tax lien is not redeemed by the delinquent taxpayer or the property owner within a set period of time, you can then foreclose that tax lien and get the property. That is fact. And a lot of people sell it that way, as if you're going to just buy a tax lien for the back due taxes, maybe $1,000, and you get $100,000 or $200,000 piece of real estate. It does not work like that 90 to 97% of the time, depending on where you're at and what stats you look at. The lien does get redeemed and you will not get the property. You invest in tax liens for the interest rate of return, not the property. Now, that tax lien is going to be backed by the property, so it's very secure when it comes to investing your money somewhere. but you're typically going to be investing in tax liens to get a return on your money. And of course, if you do enough of it, you will eventually get a home or two, and you hit that home run and make quite a bit of money off one investment. But do not expect it on the first lien that you buy. It simply does not work that way. The next thing you must understand is that laws do vary from one state to the next. You know, I just saw an argument thread on social media about tax sales. There were 15 or 16 comments back and forth, rather vicious too, accusing each other of having no idea what they were talking about. The truth was that both of them were correct, but they were correct when they're talking about different states. They clearly had no idea that the laws vary from one state to the next. So instead, they just started arguing back and forth about it. Just because you did one thing one way in this state does not mean it'll be handled the same way in another state, because likely it won't be. This is something that took me years to figure out when I started investing out of area and when it came to learning all of the details of the new areas I was investing in that I was not quite used to yet. The good news here, you can find these laws rather easily online. Then you can read through them, study them, and analyze them. And of course, for the Tax Soul Academy members out there listening to this podcast or watching this video right now, these are included, of course, in your member dashboard for easy access. So make sure you take a look at your state laws. The next one is that every property on a tax sale list is going to be worth your time or worth your investment. That's just not true. I always give the example that if you take a sampling of general real estate and you go through every single property, the large majority of those properties are going to hold some sort of value. But when you take a sampling of a typical tax sale list, a higher percentage of those properties are going to be junk properties or land that doesn't hold much value, like ditches, easements, ponds, landlocked properties, that kind of stuff. The good news here, though, is if you research the properties and you know what you're doing, you know exactly what you're buying. You can skip right over the properties that are not going to be worth your time or money. The next big lie is that you can buy properties for 2 or 3 cents on the dollar at every auction. This means that if a property is worth $100,000, you can buy them at every auction for $2,000 or $3,000. Again, that's not true, unfortunately. This is a competitive bid process. And if every deal was like that, you can guarantee that somebody will eventually come in and say, hey, I'll pay twice what you're paying and I'll still make a killing. Competition does exist, and you will not always get properties at such deep discount. Again, there's good news here, because if you utilize the right strategies, the right approaches, like the ones that we teach in the Tax Sell Academy, you will substantially increase your odds of getting those incredible deals. But it takes time. It takes effort to learn what you are doing. Don't just expect to go to every single tax sale and get properties for 2 or 3 cents on the dollar. All right, next one is that it is easy and it's effortless. And this is one that will change for you over time. Initially, when you get started, it's not going to feel easy and it is not going to feel effortless. There are lots of things that you must learn to succeed in this business. Much of this business will seem like it's Greek to you when you first get started. Some things are going to be confusing. It'll seem like it's taking forever to really get going. But again, there's good news, and that is over time, as you gain knowledge through experience, or if you decide to invest in yourself through education or formal training like we offer, you can shorten that learning curve. And eventually, it'll become much, much easier for you. At this point in my career, over 2 decades in this business, it does kind of seem easy and effortless for me. But understand right off the bat, day number one, it's going to take some work. So go into it with the right mentality. All right, let's talk about cheap tax liens now. I had a comment just the other day from somebody that said you should buy every cheap tax lien possible. Again, that's not true. Typically, the cost of the lien will start at the amount of back due taxes that are owed. Now, when we work backwards here, the taxes that are owed is the total of the tax bill that went unpaid. Those taxes on that tax bill are based on the assessed value of that property. So if you say a tax lien selling for $7, that means that $7 in back taxes are owed on that property, which means you should probably take a deeper look as it could indicate a very, very low valued property. And properties with that sort of low value are likely going to have some sort of major issue. And it will be a situation where you're going to waste more money on fees than you will ever make on that tax lien. The good news here is that you can do a little bit of research to figure out exactly what you're looking at when it comes to the property, and a little bit of training to learn what you're doing, and you'll be fine. Secondly, there are millions of liens sold every single year, so you'll find plenty of better deals if you know what you're looking for. All right, with tax sales, you can make money very, very fast, or so they say. I see these claims all the time. It says you can have your first tax sale deal today or in 7 days. You probably could, but you probably won't make a single dime off of that property. If you want to buy a piece of real estate today, you can go out there and buy real estate all day long. What we're looking for here is profitable real estate. What happens here is that you need to focus on your education first. Learn what you are doing and then go out there and put that knowledge to work. Forcing yourself to buy something today or within 7 days or 30 days or whatever it is, just because you feel like you should be buying something, is a huge mistake that people routinely make. I hear all the time from these people that email me, tell me, hey, I bought a ditch or a pond or a demolished house or something else. What should I do now? I get them all the time because people force themselves to buy something. Instead, what you need to do is learn how to research, learn what you're looking at, learn this business. And the good news again is that once you learn this business, you will be able to pick and choose the most profitable properties as they come up. You'll make a killing simply because you had the right knowledge and you did not force yourself into an investment. Listen, there is so much information out there about tax lien and tax deed investing, but unfortunately, a lot of it is wrong. And I hear the repercussions all the time. So stop getting your training from a 30-second TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube reel. Instead, put forth the effort to actually learn this business. Not only will it eliminate mistakes, but it'll put you in a vastly different financial picture for decades to come. That's all I got for today. I truly hope this episode has helped you out. If you enjoyed this podcast episode or any of the episodes here on the Tax Sell Podcast, please do us a huge favor and leave some positive feedback on whatever podcasting or video platform you're listening or watching us on right now. These are free episodes, of course. I don't charge a listening or membership fee for these episodes, but your positive feedback truly helps us in the podcasting world and might even serve to pay it forward to somebody who learns about this incredible business simply because you took the time to tap that 5-star review, leave a thumbs up, or leave a positive feedback comment. And as always, if we can be of any additional help, make sure you check out all the links in today's show notes, including the one to our step-by-step training academy at taxsellacademy.com. Hey, take care, folks. We'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Bye-bye.